When he got off the phone, he handed me Jenny's number and said, "I told Levi you would call Jenny." Panic. Why would he volunteer me for that? I didn't know what to say. I didn't know her that well. We'd only met a few times. What do you say to a woman who has lost her child? How will she even go on from here? So I did what any brave, non-confrontational person would do. I texted her. I wrote something like this. "Hi, Jenny. This is Holly Furtick. Stephen gave me your number. I'm so, so sorry to hear about Linya. Please know that I'm praying for you and that I'm going to be sending you scriptures here and there. No need to respond. I cannot imagine your pain. We love you guys." I had no idea that text would be the beginning of a very special friendship. Over the past several years, Jenny has taught me how to fight when you have every excuse to give up. I've watched her fight for her marriage, her children, and herself. She could have turned inward, pushed everyone away, and succumbed to bitterness, and no one would have blamed her. But something in her decided to fight to live, and not just to live, but to flourish. Somehow, she tapped into an inner strength and continued to fight day after day, and sometimes moment after moment. Jenny wasn't okay. She was far from okay. She was broken. But she leaned into her pain rather than avoiding it, and she allowed her brokenness to help her experience the presence of God like never before. There is nothing like watching your friend bravely face the darkest season of her life. In a way I've never seen before, Jenny leaned into her pain and then pushed through it. Many times I've seen grief flood Jenny's eyes mid-conversation. I remember one particular time we were in a green room at a church where both of our husbands were ministering. We were chatting and getting to know the people in the room when someone casually asked Jenny how many children she had. It's a common question, but it carries so much pain for her. Graciously, but with tears in her eyes and a smile on her face, Jenny replied, "I have 3 on earth and 1 in heaven." Jenny doesn't avoid places where people might ask difficult questions. She's a woman who understands that although her life will never be the same, she can thrive in this new place. Pain and suffering are a common denominator in life. No one is exempt. This book is for anyone who is looking for a guide to help them navigate their pain. Jenny has earned the right to speak into your life. She teaches from experience. If she can fight through the most unimaginable pain, so can you. The stories that Jenny recounts in this book are raw and honest, and I'm confident they will give you the handles you need to face your own situations. Linya's life here on earth was tragically cut short, but she lives on through the pages of this book. And I believe she's looking down from heaven proud of her mama who had the courage to fight and the fortitude to write down her story for all of us. I'm Holly Furtick, and I can't wait for you to read this book.
Introduction. I feel like I'm failing. It's been 6 days since our 5-year-old daughter, Lenya, died without warning. 6 days since I snuggled her close. 6 days since I heard the sound of her raspy voice. The 100-year-old theater is filled with row after row of people we love, but I don't remember seeing anyone's face. More occupy every inch of standing room. They gather with our family to celebrate the life of our little girl. As musicians take the stage, the movement and whispers of the crowd dull. Guitars strum melodies honoring the giver of life as the voices on stage blend with the crowds, creating a beautiful harmony. I hold my husband's hand, the other I raise in worship, my heart riding the swells of awe and sadness, gratitude and loss. As the music tapers, the moment comes for my husband Levi and I to walk on stage with our 7-year-old daughter. Levi briefly introduces Olivia, who opens her iPad and begins to share about her best friend and sister. Her words, which were well thought out, then written and then typed, prompt tears.
Hey, we came to church to celebrate the life of an insanely amazing little girl named Linya Lusco. That's what we're here to do. My oldest daughter, Olivia, she has something that she wanted to say. And so this is a 7-year-old girl named Olivia who was one of the best.